How many times do we listen to a movie and then we have an appraisal of it afterwards? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. How many times do we listen to a movie and then have an appraisal about it afterwards? Well, it seems like we always do. Now, we've been watching this movie series, whatever the name of it is, and it's about a family of seven children. It's called Seven Heaven. Seventh Heaven. Seventh Heaven. So you do know the name. See, let yourself believe in yourself and trust yourself. But in Seventh Heaven, there are seven children. And they're rather fascinating children, all of them, from the littlest to the biggest. And each one is rather an amazing and amusing and charming and confusing person. Now, as we talk about them, we say, oh, they shine forth values so beautifully. They shine forth values. Well, you're saying that as though others don't shine forth values. You're saying that as though the other movies or other sitcoms or other series that you've watched don't shine forth values. Well, all is values, because all shine forth what?
What I think.
Our values, what you think. So now, what are your values? So in other words, when you're watching a Star Trek movie, or when you're watching a Stargate movie, or you're watching Hogan's Heroes, or you're watching Samantha, you know, and Bewitched, or you're watching whatever you're watching, what are you taking out of there? Are you seeing the rough edges, or are you seeing the smooth edges? Now, in this movie, Seventh Heaven, it's a very human movie, very family type, certainly. And the fellow's a Protestant minister, and he's just an outstanding fellow. And, of course, the most outstanding person in the entire movie is the wife. Now, you might look at the husband and say, wow, what a guy. How well he handles these things and how well he does these things. Well, if you look closely at the movie, you'll find the values that you could be and may be and may not be, but the values are totally the wife. The wife is the first to recognize where she goofs. She's the first to recognize where she didn't reach in and touch somebody like she could have, in an honest, beautiful, open way. Not in a way that's denigrating to the person or herself, but it's an open, honest, generous way. Now, why are we seeing these things? We are seeing these things because we say those are our values. Those are our values. We are proclaiming that those are our values. We like movies with values in it. Well, now, think of the things that you think are so nice in there. Now, the one girl got up and she was a good basketball player and good student and everything, and she was given an award by the sports organization. But there's another girl who was equally good, and so the award went to two of them. But before the award was given, they found out that the other girl, when she had been 14 years old, she had a baby. And they felt they could not recommend teenage promiscuity, you know, and they could not give her the award because it would indicate that they appreciated that. Now, what was the award given for? The award was given for her genius as a student and her excellence as an athlete, the combination, which she did. Now, that she had an experience earlier in life, so be it. We're all going to be chastised for all the experiences that we've ever had. We're all going to be held in bondage to all of the experiences that we have ever had. Now, her friend wanted to say, this was not right. She should not be taken off of the award list because she had had a child when she was 14 and she's now 17 years old. You know, why should she have to, did she do something wrong? She did something that was perhaps not beneficial to her, but she did nothing wrong. Having a child is not wrong, and having a relationship is not wrong. Having most marriages are you might say wrong because the couples do not have ideal relationships with each other. An ideal relationship would be right, right? And a relationship that's not ideal is wrong. Wrong? Right? Well, who's going to judge that, you know? You judge everybody. You judge everybody, you know? And this is what makes the problem. So, we looked at that movie, and what did you do? Did you jump on the side of the girl who said, I will not allow this girl to not get the award just because of an experience that she'd had so many years before? You know, I will not, that's not fair. Well, the schools cannot promote having children before they are responsible, before they're able to get out and take care of them. And the school doesn't object to people having children when they're 18 years old, when they're able to be off on their own and be responsible for themselves. But before that, the schools and the society does object to it a little bit because it means that the grandmother's going to have to help take care of the child and what have you while the child's in school. Now, we look at this and we make judgments. We make judgments on it. Now, did the girl give up her award to this other girl because she had a conviction? Yes. Was her conviction for her correct? Yes. Was her conviction for us correct? Not necessarily. Not wrong, not right, but not necessarily. Why was that conviction so impressive in the movie? Because it was a value. Now, we have to be careful how we have our values. Now, if you can look at that and you can have the value of unconditional love, that's beautiful. Now, the young girl who was giving up her award did not have unconditional love. She had conditional love. She says, I love you regardless. She didn't say, I love you. I love you with a condition. And when we love with conditions, we are always going to have it backfire on us, as it subsequently did for her. But the thing is, it always backfires on us. It backfires on us because we are trying to tell the world that they have to follow our ways of looking at things. Unconditional love doesn't. Now, Sylvia's sitting here with a frown on her face trying to figure out what it is that came along later that made this girl face the issue, the backfire. Now, Sylvia may not have seen the series that tells this that I did. Now, did you see, Sylvia, the series where the gymnasium was shut down? Okay, then you don't know what's coming. Now, you see, she doesn't know what's coming, and she probably never will, because it takes time to go through those series, and I sit through a whole bunch of them at once. But in the series, the girl had a chance to face it again. And the instructor, the sport coach, who was in charge of the girls' team, said to the girls, "Girls, you are all top students, and you are on this special team. You're a special team because you're top students and you're top players. And you must be top students and top players all the time. Now, I test you on how well you are a top player by how well you play in the game, okay?" Mm-hmm. Is that reasonable?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, I test you on how well you are a student by every week going over your record in your classes to see how you're progressing. If you're going down, or if you're staying level, or if you're going up. "I care," the coach said, "because that's my responsibility." And the school has backed me up on this. Well, all of the girls on the team thought they were so superior, they allowed their grades in school to go down. And so the coach says, "I'm sorry, every week I've told you, get on your grades now. Your girls are not paying attention to your grades. You're not doing your grades well. The sports was good." And so then the coach came along and he brought a big chain along and he put it through the handles of the door leading into the gym, and he says, "It's off limits until you get your grades up. When you're willing to get your grades up and do it." So then all the parents came in and they got after the coach, and they said to the coach, "You can't do that. You can't do that. Ba, 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 ba," you know, and they were all indignant about it. And the girls, too, felt indignant. "How does he have a right to do that? You don't have a right to not let us play our game, not let us do it." They do, because the coach had those rules about the game if they wanted to play. If they wanted to have him coach them, this were the rules. Well, they felt it was unfair. And so that was okay. They suffered that, and they had to get their grades up. And they were all top students. They could do it. So then a couple of the students, including this girl, felt, "It's unfair, it's unfair, it's unfair." And so if this had been done at another time in another way, it would have probably been perfectly okay. But because they did it, they went into the gymnasium and they took toilet paper and they strewed it up over all the baskets and all the stuff like that. It just made the stupid mess, you know. And so they were caught and they were taken to jail for vandalism. You know, they were taken because they had trespassed on the property that they weren't supposed to come in. It's all locked and so on. And they got in it and they did these things. And then, of course, the parents came and took them out of jail, you know, and in their custody. And so the story goes on. But you see, when you start having your values based upon your personal opinions, which may not be right, then you get into trouble. They tried to play up the story about the girl who was 14 and had the baby, and she had the girl, and she raised the girl herself, and that her mother was helping her a little bit, but you know, she was raising the girl herself and putting herself through school and putting herself through high school and what have you, and she was magna cum laude in the school, and she was a top sports person, and you know, she was everything good, and nice looking girl too. Mm-hmm. And so you see, she wanted to protect that girl, and that girl didn't need any protecting. That girl stood up for herself, and she took responsibility for herself after she made a mess of things, but she loved her daughter and loved her world and what have you. Now, you, in looking at this movie, how are you judging it? How are you saying, "It is my values"? Is that your values, to have your children before they're 18 to go out and have children? Is that your value? No, that's not your value. But yet, you supported this girl. You supported her protection of the other girl. And you see, when you start doing these things with conditional love, you're losing all the benefit of the movie that you're watching. You're losing the benefit of the activity that you're engaged in. And this is what we do so often. We do this so often. I say to JJ, who is one of our men in prison, and he's been with us for 20 some years now, and we've worked with him a long time, and he's come through many tough experiences. And I get on the phone with JJ, and he says, "I want to tell you about what to put back there." And I said, "JJ, if you ever tell me anything about what happens in the past, I will not listen to you. If you talk about what's going on now, what you're doing now, what your feeling is about yourself now, how you love yourself now, and how you love, how everybody loves you, blah, 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 blah." And he's, "Oh, I needed that kick in the butt," you know. And that's right. That's right. But I could feel sorry for him, with him. You know, "Yeah, that was tough. Yeah, that was tough when these things happened. Yeah, that was tough when you were on drugs, when you were doing these things. That was tough. That was tough," you know. And that's not, I don't judge that that was tough. I don't judge that that was not tough. All I judge is, what are you doing now? These are my values. My values are, what kind of a person are you right now? And I love you for that person you are right now. And this is what we all want to do. When we watch sitcoms, when we watch videos, when we watch anything, some of them are better than others, and some of them are ones that are tear-jerkers, and some will bring your values into directions that they're not necessarily beneficial to go. And we have to be very careful that we are always unconditionally loving. We love without condition. The mother said at one point in the movie, she said to her son, who was going through a tough stage. He's 15 years old, I think it was. He's 12, whatever he was. And he's in school. They're required to read some negative books. Books that cause them to think. Books that cause them to make judgments and to make attitudes. And the kid got so down in the mouth because there were people in the world who didn't have enough food. There were people in the world who didn't have clothing there, and they didn't have many things. And he says, "I should eat less too." And so he's starting to just take a little bit of cereal. So these things are going to make a difference. But the thing is, he was so glum going around the house, making everybody else glum, making the whole household a sad sack. And so the mother went up to him and said, "You know, son, you have the ability to be sad or to be happy. And if you go around with making people sad, you're not helping the situation. You're making everything even worse. But if you can make things happy," he goes, "How do you make things happy?" "It's just pretend you're happy." "Well, that's not true, but just pretend you're happy and then you'll be happy." And then she gave him a complete little scripture on that thing. And he says, "No. All right." And so she played the game with him for him to see it demonstrated. And so then he started playing it. And he went to his brothers and sisters, who were now glum, and he brought happiness into there. And pretty soon they were all bubbly up, and everybody took a total, in just a few moments, you might say, they took a total new direction because they did not judge anymore. They stopped judging the world. They started bringing happiness into the world. They started bringing joy into the world and peace into the world and magnificence into the world. And this is what each of us can do. But we cannot do this if we have not learned how to understand what unconditional love is. We all know what judgment is. We all know what possession is. We all know what being touched by other people is and that sort of stuff. We know that real well. But do we know what it means to be untouched? Do we know what it means to be unpossessed? Do we know what it means to be non-judgmental? Do we know what it means to be unconditionally loving? We've been teaching unconditionally loving here at the university now since we started. And that's many years. And has everyone learned the lesson? Have we learned the lesson? We still judge. Can you look at life and realize that it is a perfect, absolute, 100% reflection of what your thinking is about yourself. Your life is a 100% reflection of who you think you are. And if you think that you are a beautiful, loving, gentle person, that's the way your life is. If you think that that life is a rattlesnake and that it's going to bite you and hurt you, then that's what it is. But it's up to us to make that decision. It's up to us to make the decision that life is good. Now, we don't see played out in our lives as clearly as we see in the video. We see that because it's programmed that way. The emotion starts here and ends here, and the program is designed to let you watch it develop and let you see it resolve itself into whatever it could be and how beautiful it could be. And sometimes you have to make it in several parts, which is very beautiful. But what are you creating? Can you look at that program in which they taught the unhappiness of the Afghanistan women who are not allowed to have any freedom and so forth, so on, so forth, so on. Do you care? Do you care? Or do you say, I see everyone on earth living in freedom, in harmony, in peace? If you look at the unhappy situation, is that going to help it to be a peaceful situation? Or if you look at an unhappy situation and see in it the peace that you are, then you bring the peace that you are to it. If I say everyone on earth has the same ability that I have to be happy and joyful and peaceful and live in abundance, every country on earth has abundance. Every country on earth has the ability to live in the affluence that you are experiencing here in America or in Switzerland or whatever, wherever you may be living. Every country on earth. Now, what do you want to do? How do you want to handle yourself? How do you want to handle yourself? Do you want to live in that condition where it's not what you want or where it is what you want? If you want to live in the condition where it is what you want, then what you will do is you will put your attention 100% on, let's say, the positive attitude. Okay? If you're going to put it on the negative attitude, then the negative attitude is what you believe and what you're going to live and what you're going to have. It backfires. If you think positive for good, for yourself and all the world, it backfires, and all you'll know is happy, positive attitudes. And if you're going to think negative, it's going to come at you. You're going to have that negative stuff in your life, in every area in your life. So when we watch these sitcoms, when we watch these videos, when we watch these things that are, we don't have television that we use up here, but we have the videos that we make selectively to guide us now. We can watch the most rotten video in the world and find in it the good. And if we will do that, we will be a blessing to ourselves and our world. We can look at the war and find in it good. And find in it many people who are living beautiful, honorable lives with the war going on all about them. We can find many things now. I would recommend you let the war alone. You concentrate on a good world and see it with your unconditional love and see a good world even better. This is our opportunity, our situation. And if anybody ever doesn't want what we teach, they don't have to have it. But if anybody ever wants what we teach, we pour it on them in all of our love. And this is what I offer to you. Unconditional love. Because that's all I know. And that's all I'll ever experience. And I see that in your life too, right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.